Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today at all campuses. Come on, Florida, Earth City, Weldon, Ferguson, online. Who else? Come on, Florida, I'm going to give you one more shot at that. Let's give it up for Jesus, the one who loves you. That's it. That's it. I'm excited about today. Baptism Sunday is always such a special day at all of our campuses, especially there in St. Louis. Every single campus and RPC, we have tanks out there where people can actually make a sporadic decision. As you were worshiping today, you saw those people taking that plunge. They're making an outward expression of that inward decision that happened in their heart. It's like a ceremony. And all the family members there in St. Louis who came, and thousands of people have been baptized at our church. And so today we honor you for coming and supporting. Even though you might not be a Christ follower, we're just glad you're here today. Give it up for all the family that supported. And then we, of course, know that we have your family of choice and family of origin. And sometimes family of origin won't support your decision, but your family of choice should. So as always, at all the campuses, Weldon, Ferguson, all y'all, Sunset, get out there and support those people that might have been like, you know, I was on drugs and I was bound, and now my family thinks this is just another thing I'm doing, but it's actually a life change. And so their family of origin might not support them, but their family of choice certainly should. And we're going to be by the tanks yelling, yeah! And if you don't do that, we're going to hold you down till you find Jesus. Can I get an amen, right? I got a couple. Today I was thinking about this weekend, like what I wanted to preach to you before next weekend, because next weekend is costume weekend, where it's a lot of fun, and vision weekend. And I felt like that, you know, these people today that are making this decision, and they're going down maybe to Earth City, and they're coming down, and their mind is covered. And I got to thinking about us, who might be already baptized, but we need to renew our baptism in our mind by controlling our thoughts. Because first of all, as a poll, raise your hand if you have a mind. Raise your hand. How many of y'all, your mind is bigger than most people? Come on, raise your hand. How many of y'all, also, you're a better driver than most people? Raise your hand. Another question, have you ever been driving and there was a moron up there driving and you actually had to race up and look to see who it was? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, I'm assuming it's you that we're looking at. Okay. So it just happens to be that we all go to the same church. A couple memes that are kind of funny. I saw this one the other day. It says, this is true. It says, every time I see a label that says non-flammable, a little voice in my head says, challenge accepted. This one here is another good one too. It says, three of the four voices in my head want to sleep, but the other one wants to know, do penguins have knees? You know, and you just ask yourself stupid questions. But if you're not careful, your mind goes to spaces and places that it shouldn't, and therefore we have to control our mind. If your mind's like mine, it's too little to be out running by itself. Come on, wave your hand at me. Okay, so your mind will go, but the man follows. Where the mind goes, the man follows. Shout that with me. Where the mind goes, the man follows. I saw a couple women here looking at me like, where's that man going? I'll be looking for a man. So your mind, though, left unattended and unrenewed, will think negative thoughts. It'll picture negative things. It'll start doing, for instance, if you're 75, 80 years old, it'll start doing the math saying, I wonder how many Christmases I have left. I see people do this at 60. Don't do the math at 60. We don't know how many Christmases you have left, but you won't enjoy the one that you got if you're worried about the one that you're not going to get. I'm preaching today by myself. I think I'm in the wrong church. I should have stayed at St. Louis this weekend. I don't know. So you got to control your mind. I once heard it said that, you know, you can't keep birds from flying around your head, but you can keep them from building a nest there. So when those thoughts come, the Bible said, take those thoughts captive, cast them down to the obedience of Christ. And the better you get at this, the more you will enjoy your life. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of people here this weekend that might be your first time here at church, and you're like, hey, I don't know anything about this Jesus thing. I don't think about the Bible, but how does it pertain to my life? In fact, when I read the Bible, I get kind of lost. And I think I want a showing of hands for people who, when you first started reading the Bible, you were like, man, this just confuses me. So-and-so begets so-and-so, and this one begets so-and-so. I can't even remember the people at my family reunion. let alone all these long names, right? So the Bible is set up in an old covenant and a new covenant. And this new covenant didn't do away with the old covenant. It is just better than, okay? So this new covenant, in this new covenant, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the New Testament, this information, when Jesus is speaking, it's typically in red. Okay, and then also when Jesus is speaking, it's typically in parables. Parables, that word parable just also means like para. It comes alongside to help explain it. So Jesus, almost all of his parables, by the way, also were about the kingdom of God. It wasn't like he was like, here's a parable about casting out a demon. He just dealt with that. It's like, hey, here's a demon. Yeah, come out in the name of Jesus, right? But he was always dealing with parables. And so then we have to unpack those parables. So when it looked like at the end of his parables, he would always say, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit's saying. Then it was up to you to kind of search out what that parable meant. Like the man that lost a coin in a field, or the man who had a lost son. He was always telling parables. So to kind of help illustrate that today, can I tell you a parable? I'll just make one up for you. Come on, raise your hand. You're going to get it whether you want it or not. I mean, it's my sermon. Yeah, a parable. It's a parable. Might look like this. Let's see. Okay, there's a bird, and the bird is flying along in a winter storm in Missouri. Really cold, starts sleeting, starts snowing, and now it hits the bird, and that kind of melts, but then it's cold, so it freezes, and the bird plummets to the middle of a cornfield in Fenton, Missouri. The bird's sitting there going, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. This is the way I'm going to die. I can't believe it. So cold. This is the way it's going to die. And all of a sudden now a cow walks over to the bird, backs up to the bird, drops a deposit of manure. Can I get an amen? Now, this is my parable. This isn't a Jesus parable. This is my parable. So now the bird's sitting there going, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm going to die this way. Just when I thought things couldn't get worse, all of a sudden they do. Now this cow just dumps this load on top of me. What am I going to do? Well, it just so happens that the manure was warm, and it started kind of melting off the snow. Come on, go with me on this right now. And then all of a sudden the bird gets excited. He's like, oh, hallelujah. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Tweet, 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 tweet. He's making all this noise. And then the cat all of a sudden hears the bird making all the noise, comes over and cleans the manure off of the bird and eats the bird. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Goodbye. How many of y'all don't know where this story went, right? So come on, raise your hand, right? So say Gabe, come on, run up here, Gabe. Just don't even go to the side stage, Gabe. Just be bold. Just get up here. So Pastor Gabe decides, okay, don't be afraid of me. Gabe decides, oh man, you know, everybody else is leaving today and they're going to lunch. Can't go to Chick-fil-A, it's closed. We go to Taco Bell. Okay, so everybody's leaving. They say, hey, Gabe, you want to go to Taco Bell? And he can't get it out of his head. He's like, wait a minute, I got to figure out that parable. What's up with the bird and the ice and the cow and the manure and the cat in the field? I can't let it go. So he lets everybody go to Taco Bell. He gets in his car and he's driving over. He said, I got to find out where Petey lives. I'm going to figure it out. And on the way over there, he runs out of gas. Can't believe he ran out of gas. It was his wife. So he says, he calls an Uber. He gets an Uber. He finally gets to my house and he hits the door. Ding dong. And I ain't there. I said, man, he ain't there. So he said, forget it. I want to know this parable so bad, I am willing to wait for it. I don't care what it costs me, no matter what. But the problem is, now he's lottering, so my neighbor called the popo. Can I get an amen? And so now the popo come over, and they say, what are you doing? And he explains it, and so they go to haul him off. And then when they're hauling him off, I pull in the driveway, and he yells, he knows me. And I said, I ain't never seen Gabe a day in my life. Come on, go with me on this. And I said, no, I was just kidding, Gabe. Come inside. What's up, bro? He said, man, I can't get it out of my head. I can't get the parable out of my head. You know, the bird and the cow and the manure and the field. So what is that mean? Everybody wants to talk about it, but I got to know. I got to seek this out. I said, man, you're a wild man. Well, here's the deal. The thing you must know first is when the bird fell and the manure hit him, he didn't realize it was actually a favor, so not everybody who throws manure on you is your enemy. Secondly, the one who come rescued you and pulled you out of the manure means that everybody that rescues you out of manure isn't your friend. Come on, somebody. And when you come in, you're in the middle of the manure, keep your mouth shut and for sure don't tweet about it. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. You got to seek it out, though. Everybody shout, seek it out. It's a parable. So when you go to church and you think, man, I didn't get anything out of that, what did that mean? You've got to continue to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And then you've got to, as a Christ follower, do that next step, which is go to church. Because see, here's what you got to understand. 8 days a week, y'all, you listening to Fox News, you listening to CNN, you listening to Newsmax, you listening to everybody in the world, and you got an instant news feed on everything, and you can tell me every score that the Marlins had, every score that this player that played here, and you know, so-and-so, Albert Pujols in St. Louis is about to, but you can't tell me the first thing about the parable of God, and you wonder why your life is jacked up. Your marriage messed up, your kids messed up, but you know all the facts that happened on ESPN, but you ain't knowing nothing that happened on TBN. Somebody ought to help me right now. Florida, I would give you one more chance to participate in the clapping here, because people are going to think. Yeah. We clap back here. Clap back. Everybody shout, clap back. Come on, Earth City, help me. Clap back. Okay. So here's the parable that I want to go to. Matthew 7, Jesus has got one of these. If you got an ear to hear, let him hear, which by the way is weird too, because like everybody had an ear. But Jesus knew everybody, and if you're married, you know this. If you got teenagers, you know this. Just because you got an ear doesn't mean that you're listening. Hello, Jesus. I got selective hearing, that's right. Watch this. Now here's the parable. Jesus says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew. Or COVID hit. The economy got bad, and all hell broke loose. And it beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded upon the rock. And that's not Dwayne the Rock Johnson. He is awesome. Come on, women, say amen to that right now. He is a rock, but he's not the rock. Verse 26, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid foolish man who built his house upon the, somebody shout it, sand. And the rain fell, same rain, and the floods came, same flood, and the winds blew, same COVID, and it beat against the house and it fell, and great was the complete fall of it. When Jesus had finished these sayings on the Sermon on the Mount, the crowds were astonished and overwhelmed and bewildered. In other words, they said, I don't know what he's talking about right now. So many times we hear the word, but we don't really hear the word in our spirit. Or we hear the word and we know what's right, we just don't do it. To further demonstrate this, if you're older, you remember a guy in really weird-looking short shorts named Richard Simmons. Can I get an amen? Right? Anybody raise your hand if you know what Richard Simmons is. Richard was like, yeah, yeah, swim to the oldies. And he was like, oh, yeah. Then later we saw, you know, PX90. Come on, somebody. And y'all watching a PX90. That's my answer. I've never worked out a day in my life, but I'm going to be a Marine. So we know the information. We know how to lose weight. We know how to get ripped. But the problem is oftentimes we don't do it. It is in the doing that establishes us on the rock. It is in the only acknowledging it that puts us in the sand category, which causes troubles to come, peril to come. And when COVID hits, and what was that? The monkey pox, and the funky monkey, and the chunky monkey. Somebody ought to help me right now. Then you fall because your house was not built upon the rock. So what is the rock? Number one, the rock is Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
All campuses, shout it again, Ferguson. Why?
Jesus.
But the rock is also his word. The Bible says the entrance of his word brings light. So again, here's one thing you can do. If you just like put it on your phone, you can download the Faith Church app. And if you download the Faith Church app, there's a Bible app on there, and all of a sudden now you can just go and you just put in Proverbs. There are 31 Proverbs that's for every day of the week. So if you got 31 days in a month, you got 31 Proverbs. The Proverbs are very easy, and they actually make you really smart. It says stuff like this. It says, don't co-sign for somebody, because basically, if you co-sign for them and their credit's bad, there's a reason their credit's bad, and they're going to come take your bed. Anybody ever co-signed for somebody? Let's try it again. How many of y'all co-signed and you're willing to admit it? It says stuff like this, that the rod of correction drives foolishness far from the heart of the child. It says all kinds of things that'll actually give you the rock to make a decision and it be the right decision. I always remember this too. Success in life is simply making more right decisions than wrong decisions. Who knows everything? Y'all were all jacked up on, oh yeah, man, I'm going to get rich. I'm Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. People just walking around at church. I'm just Bitcoin. That's the answer. Bitcoin is the answer. I know it is. And now those same jokers, I just walk up to them, mess with them, and say, how's your Bitcoin going though? Because stuff goes up and stuff goes down. But when you're founded upon the rock, the Holy Spirit will tell you the answer is never in the stock market. The answer is in the kingdom. Somebody ought to shout amen. The answer is not in the world. The answer is in the word. Can I get a better amen? The answer is not far from you. The answer is on the inside of you. That's why God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody all excited about, oh yeah, yeah, you know, Biden's the answer. Trump's the answer. People are so excited about the second coming of Trump, and they're not excited about the second coming of Jesus. I'm here to tell you that Trump ain't got it. Biden ain't got it. No man on earth has got it. But God's got it. Yes, he does. Yeah, I feel like I'm in church today. I feel like I'm in Earth City right now. I'm actually on my way there as soon as I'm done here. Now, 1 Corinthians 10:13. Check this out. There's no temptation in your life different from what other people experience. In other words, if you got lust, other people got lust. Anybody ever been tempted to overeat? Raise your hand. Anybody ever like me and you're like, don't ever leave me alone at night with Girl Scout cookies? Raise your hand. You liars, raise your little chubby hand. You're like, I can tell you've been eating something. I don't know what it is, but I'm just telling you prophetically. I can see you've been going to the refrigerator after 8 o'clock. People always say, don't eat in bed. That's right. Don't eat before bed. I say, eat in bed. There's no temptation in your life other than others. And God, who is faithful, who will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out that you can't endure. So the Holy Spirit will always show you a way out. Because sometimes it looks good, but it's not good. But the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't. There's a song, if you're old enough, you remember this. It's country too, so only so many people are going to listen to country. But my dad raised me on country music. And I sneak around and listen to rap music, so I kind of raised myself on crap music. But the song said, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right. If it means living without you, yeah. I don't want to be right. If it means sleeping alone, yeah. So your flesh is saying, I don't want to be right. And the Holy Ghost is saying, put your coat on. Put the armor on. Because you think you're going to bed with Michelle Pfeiffer. But you're going to wake up with Barney Pfeiffer. You think you're going to bed with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But you're going to bed with a man that's in love with himself, love with the gym, and he wouldn't now know how to take care of a woman. Period. He can't love you. He's too in love with himself. Am I telling the truth right now? Come on, someone. So you, what looked good might not be good. What feels good now might not feel good later. What feels good now, what happens in Vegas may stay in Vegas unless you need an antibiotic when you get home. Oh yeah, I said it. I know Joel Osteen didn't say this today, but I ain't got Joel's crowd. I'm dealing with you. Oh yeah, somebody ought to say, freeze, freeze up. gotta build your house up on the rock. Somebody shout that. You gotta build your house up on the
rock.
You can't build your house up on the
sand.
If you build your house on the sand, you ain't gonna be happy with what you get. By the way, sometimes you may get what you want, but you might not want what you get. Somebody ought to write that down. But again, our head is our problem. What we do is, you got to write this down. We internalize. Mama said I was stupid. Daddy said I was just like mama. And so the teacher said, and these people who were people of authority in your life, who really didn't know how to operate in that authority because they didn't have a God-given authority. You just saw them as authority figure, and they scarred you and marred you, and now it is up to you to get yourself right as an adult. Some people say, I need therapy, but I don't have any money. That's why I let you come to church for free and try to help you. So we internalize these defects, and also the defects are real. Anger is real. Anybody in here get angry? Anybody in here ever lied? Half of you are still lying right now. The little boy was asked, what is a lie? And he said, an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Well, we know one lie leads to another lie, and then you got to try to remember the lie, and then it blows up relationships. It takes down Enrod because the whole thing was built upon a house of sand. And most of the time it's because in our heart we knew what to do and we didn't do it because we didn't control our mind. Because our mind will figure it out. In the middle of the night, does your mind ever go crazy like thinking of plans? Raise your hand. Oh my God. The other person next to you is not responsible at all. They're like, and you're like, oh my God, what do I do about the bills? What do I do about this? What do I do about that? You look at them and say, what in the world are they even bringing to the table anyway? They're just sitting there snoring. Maybe they actually got control of their mind and they knew, you know what? The Bible says that Jesus never sleeps or slumbers, so there ain't no sense in all of us staying up. I'm going to go to bed. Well, you and the devil worry about it. And when I get up, I know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody ought to shout amen. Or city, somebody ought to, Ferguson. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy! By the way, it's never as bad when you get up as it was in the middle of the night. Man, I'm preaching so good. I'm gonna try to go back and watch this again just to bless myself. So here's one thing I wrote down. To hear the voice of God, we have to tune out and mute the other frequencies. To hear the voice of God, you got to mute the other frequencies. And sometimes the frequencies, it's not just the enemy, although the devil is real. Raise your hand if you know the devil is real. Somebody told me the other day, yes, I know he's real because I was married to his brother for 10 years. Okay, so the devil is real, okay? But it's not just the enemy, it's the inner me, because you've heard all these, I will never, and they're never lies. And so that's why baptism is so important. In fact, at the campuses in St. Louis, unfortunately here at the high school, you can't get baptized because it's against their rules to have baptisms here on the property. But for long, we're going to have our own building, and we're going to baptize on the stage. We're going to baptize in the bathroom. Somebody ought to shout amen to that. And so at RPC, you got your own thing going on. But we need to mute the voices inside of our head, because the enemy will also over-dramatize everything and try to make you think that it's worse than it actually is. And now you'll walk around worried and fearful when Jesus said to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for you. Now the devil is the master of disguise. By the way, the enemy has been to church more than you have. The devil never misses church. He's always here, trying to mess things up. And he's been here longer than any of us. So he knows the word, and he knows how to use the word against you. In fact, we'll look at this in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. It says, there are people that are false prophets, deceitful workers, who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. Verse 14, but I'm not surprised, even Satan, read this with me, class, why? Disguises himself as an angel of light. So even Satan tries to make you think that it's God. and tries to give you confirming words that it's God, when really it's the devil trying to steal, kill, and to destroy your preferred future. Go ahead, you should screenshot that. But I'm not surprised, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. To all my single ladies at church, who you are, raise your hand real high, all the single ladies at all the campuses, wave them real high so all the guys can look around and see the great possibilities in the church. To all the single ladies, be careful for guys disguising themselves as Christians. Because just because they go to church because they know you know the truth, they will disguise themselves just because you're hot. You got a problem. You're beautiful. Look at your neighbor and say, I can't help it. And so since you're so pretty, and since you're so godly, and since the love of God is on you and the enemy knows what you're going to be, he will try to send a man. A Boaz is a legitimate man of God, but the devil will send you a broke ass and a dumb ass and a stupid ass, A-Z. Okay, so then you will, oh yeah, some ladies already been there. Like, I done made little bro, Boaz. Brother. So the enemy will disguise himself and they change their language to meet you, and they don't have, come on, Isaac, they don't have salvation, they have galvation. So as soon as you get married and you slide the hand, he said, I got to play golf today. I got to play ball today. I got to go bowling today. I got to throw a football today. And so now you and the little baby from the other guy and the little baby that you're pregnant with from this guy, y'all go to church alone. And if you've never tried to get a two-year-old ready by yourself, somebody ought to shout amen. If you've ever tried to put, I watched this happen today when my grandson literally kicked my daughter in her mouth as he was trying to put on, he wanted to go to church, but he didn't want to put on his shoes. He didn't want to have pants on. And it was just insane. And I looked at him and I looked at her and I said, it's hard being a mom. I think I need to rethink my Mother's Day message and have pedicures for all the women and have people wash their car and wax it while they're, wax on. Somebody ought to help me today. It's hard. So I'm saying, if your flesh marries the wrong guy, you'll be doing life alone. So wouldn't you rather be lonely alone than lonely with someone? Let he that have ears, let him hear. This could be a job as well. Oh, Pastor David, this job's going to be great. I'm going to move to Timbuktu. I'm going to move to Destin. I'm going to move to the Bahamas. Not if the Lord didn't tell you to move. By the way, you don't move for a job. You move for a church. Because if you get a job and you build your house upon the sand, you ain't going to keep it anyway. I've seen this happen. I'm 53. I know I don't look a day over 51, but I am 53 years old. I am half of 100, and I have seen this come, and I have seen this go. And if it's too good to be true, I said, if it's too good to be true, it ain't true. And the only one that's too good to be true is God. But the enemy will disguise it and say, hey, don't go to church because you need a third job. That's just so demonic. So Uber Eats is now your solution? Oh yeah, I'm preaching today. I'm telling you right now. I'm too busy to go to church. I'm too tired to go to church. I just can't go to church. I'm just going to watch online and pay my bills at the same time. Why don't you come to church and let God cancel your debts? Why don't you come to church and say, I was glad when they said it to me. Let us go to the house of the Lord today. They'll be singing. They'll be shouting. Now, I give you 10 seconds to praise them. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey! I'm getting ready to close. I got 1 minute and 8 seconds to finish this bad boy. I don't think I can. Can I get 2 more minutes? Raise your hand. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. Okay, so watch this. In Genesis 1, you can write it down and read it later. Genesis 1, 26. It says, and God created mankind, that's you, in the image reflecting the nature of God. That's why God hates you. The devil hates you so bad because you look just like God. You act like God. And the more you start acting like your dad, the more you start thinking like your father, the more it drives him nuts because you got what he wanted. So every time the enemy comes and says, hey, don't go to church, don't go to growth track, don't get baptized, certainly don't do spontaneous baptism. By the way, at all campuses today, they have shorts, they have shirts, they have everything that you need, including a blow dryer and a stylist and a makeup artist to make you look good again when you come out of the tank. So if you so desire and you wanted to get baptized because you're like, I prayed that prayer with the campus pastor and I now have received Jesus, don't let anything stop you because nothing is preventing you from doing that. So here's what I want you to remember. Number one, what's the parable? Not the one about the cow and the manure and the cat. Build your house on the rock. Who is the rock? And his word. Jesus and his word. Who is the rock?
Jesus and his
word. The word became flesh. He is the same. It's synonym. So when you read the word, you read Proverbs, even when you don't understand it, in time, over time, you're going to get a little bit better. And I tell people this all the time. In fact, there at Sunset Hills today, there's a guy there. I don't know his name, but I met him at the Cardinals game 13 years ago, and he was a little drunk. And I bumped into him, and he talked to me for a minute. And then we talked about, you know, church, and I invited him to church, and I kind of grabbed him and said, if you give me 1 year of your life, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself because you won't recognize yourself. And I think he told me Tuesday night a couple weeks ago there on Sunset Hill, he said it was 12 or 13 years ago, he said, I did that. And guess what? Now he's one of the pillars of the church. He's there all the time. He leads the dream team. He's going to be at the lead team conference. Come on, somebody. That's where all of our dream team comes together. We promote them. I'm just here to tell you, if your life's going good, it could go great. If your life's okay, it could be super good. If your life radically sucks and you're down there in the manure going, I can't believe it's going to end this way. Know that God is thawing you out, but don't open your mouth during this time of negativity. Open your mouth and let the weak say, I am strong. I am bold. I am courageous. I am an overcomer. I'm who God called me to be. I'm favored. I'm likable. I'm joyful. I'm happy. I am favored and anointed and to be envied. I'm blessed coming in. Somebody ought to go with this. I'm blessed going out. And everything my hand turns to good. This is all Bible I'm spouting to you right now. The enemy may come in, but like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against him. That's what God said. Stand up with me and join the other people who are saved. Everybody. Come on, raise your hand up real quick. Shout, I believe my best days and my blessed days are out ahead of me. I'm well adjusted. I don't buy into current culture and their negative narrative. I buy into the kingdom's narrative that I'm a son and daughter of the Most High God. And Jesus gave himself for me because he loves me. Because he loves me, I love him. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen and amen. Was that all right for today? Come on, give God praise. Come on, you can do better than that. Give him a big standing ovation.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.